The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericavariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live Internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
If you're a golf enthusiast and looking for some great golf properties in the desert Southwest, you'll want to make the Golf Realty Network your weekly stop. Hosted by Jane and Al Anderson, the Golf Realty Network is all about living where you play, on the golf side. You'll hear from the course pros and vendors, while the real estate side will bring you the top agents and brokers who know how to market or find your golf community home. Tune in to the Golf Realty Network, Wednesdays at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on Voice America Variety and rebroadcast weekly on Voice America Sports.
Did you know that half of America's children will have at least one step-parent by the time they are 15 years old? Throughout history, children have been raised by step-parents, and that number continues to rise. Tune in to Step Wisdom with host Eleanor Alden for topical and historical research about the growing number of step-families and learn the do's and don'ts of patterns of family interaction. Almost all of us will have a step-relationship at some point in our lives. Tune in to Step Wisdom, Fridays at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, 1 p.m. Eastern on Voice America Variety.
The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericavariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live Internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Make the most of your life. When you remove the blocks that are holding you back, you can bring inspiration, passion, and purpose to yourself and those around you. This is the Hoffman Connection with your hosts, Raz Ingrassi and Ed McClune. Our hosts and their guests will give you the tools that you need to improve yourself by bringing you closer to what really matters. Now, here's your host.
Well, welcome to our first ever Hoffman Show. My name is Raz Ingrassi, and we're coming to you live from beautiful Northern California in San Rafael. I am the president of the Hoffman Institute. I'm a teacher of the Hoffman Process, husband for 33 years. This is our 33rd, maybe it's our 34th Valentine's Day. I have to check out the numbers there. Father of two wonderful young people. And if you've never heard of the Hoffman Institute, we're celebrating 45 years as the leading personal development program, helping people who are serious about change, serious about living a more loving and productive life. We have 13 centers across 11 countries and have helped over 80,000 people worldwide. My co-host here is Ed McClune. And
I'm here, Raz. Thank you.
Oh, you're there. Good.
Hi, Raz. Thank you. And my name is Ed McClune. I'm a marriage and family therapist here in Northern California and been teaching the process for over 20 years now. And so it's been a great gift to me. And I am also a dad, and as of about 22 hours ago, a new grandfather. So I might as well put that plug in. I don't think you knew that, Sonia.
I didn't. I'm excited.
So we are really happy this week to host a special guest, Sonia Choquette. And Sonia is a world-renowned author of 14 books, a speaker, a vibrational healer, an amazing intuitive. And Sonia is in international demand for guidance or wisdom or capacity to heal the soul, and really recognized all over the world for her ability to connect others to their intuition. And Sonia helps people understand their soul's plan, their purpose, and leads them to a more successful and meaningful life. You might have seen her on ABC, NBC, CNN. She's been in New Woman magazine, USA Today, Chicago Tribune, London Times. And she also has her own weekly radio show, Trust Your Vibes, on Hay House Radio. I first met Sonia probably, I think, 14 years ago. Mm-hmm. And right after your book, The Psychic Pathway, came out, which was a real groundbreaker. And all the way up now, all these other books, the answer is simple. And I think your most recent book, if I'm not mistaken, is The Power of Your Spirit.
That's
which
right.
came out about a year ago. So welcome, and
thank you.
Happy Valentine's Day.
To two of my favorite men on the planet as well. Happy Valentine's Day. I'm very excited to be part of the program, and on this auspicious, beautiful day, on this beautiful topic, and it's just great to be a guest and help launch this, what will prove, I'm sure, to be just a fantastic resource for people in their healing and their growth and their peace and their getting their heart's desire. So I'm really happy to be here.
Wonderful. And Sonia, you know, as you mentioned, it is Valentine's Day, and what better time than this day to talk about the interrelationship of love and intuition. How do those things go together? I think probably no one could tell us more than you. How do you see these things working together, and what part does love and how does intuition and love go together in your daily life?
Well, I think the first thing we'll do is we'll break down the word intuition and really define it, and so people can understand it and embrace it. Intuition actually means inner teacher. And your inner teacher is centered in your heart. Your intuition is the voice and the guiding light and the leading pulse of your most authentic sense of who you are. And it is truly the bridge that allows we human beings to fall in love and to express love and to receive love. And so without our intuition being our guidepost, I think that we would miss out on this most essential nurturing part of our human experience. And unfortunately, so many people are disconnected or out of touch with their intuition, their inner teacher, this inner guiding voice that leads their life from the heart space, that they also find themselves not experiencing love in the deep, enriching sense that they want, and they get tricked into fake versions of love. Love, romance, love, TV style love, you know, drive-by love, and so they get really demoralized. But when you open your heart and you begin to connect to that deep inner voice, you will experience love. You will experience and be guided to sources of love, to the wells of love. And so
kind of what I just got from you, from what you said, Sonia, is that love and intuition are really two sides of the same coin, that you're not going to have great intuition without a loving vibe, and you're not going to find love. I mean, intuition is what leads you to love. And I think so many people are afraid of making a false choice or falling for something, having their heart broken, and yet it is your intuition. When you learn to trust your intuition, you can learn to trust love. Is that kind of what you're saying?
Well, yes. In fact, I don't really know of anyone having a deep experience of love where at some point they won't say in the same sentence, I just had a feeling. That is intuition. I felt it. I didn't think it. I felt
mm-hmm.
it. And yeah. Intuition is the frequency by which you were able to feel it. So in getting disconnected from your intuition, you're going to miss out on love, or you're going to get confused or not really make it available to you. So it really is, and Carl Jung, who's one of our great pioneering healers of the last century, talked about that the human being has four ways of experiencing life: thinking, sensing, feeling, and intuiting. And that is that inner wisdom that guides us to what we're seeking and what we need to grow and thrive as human beings.
So intuition is actually a way of knowing.
I think it's actually the only way of knowing. In other words, I read this thing last week I wanted to share, which I thought was so great, by a spiritual teacher named Osho. And Osho was asked, "Do you believe in God?" And he said, "No, I don't." And everybody was up in their arms. "How could you, you know, be a spiritual teacher if you don't believe in God?" And he said, "I don't believe. I know." And that is that part of all of us that we need to start putting value on. That we all have a voice in us. We all have a part of us in our heart space that simply knows. That's your intuition. And it knows Wonderful. What's good for you, and it will guide you to what's good for you, which means love, because love is what feeds the human being and helps us grow into our fullest expression.
Well, Ed, have you got any questions about romantic love? You and I were talking about it earlier.
I have a ton of questions about it, and one of the great contributions that Sonia's been making throughout her life and her work is not just leading people to love through her own intuition, but teaching us how to grow our own intuition. And we're just about to go to break, but in a minute we'll come back and I'll start asking Sonia some of those questions about how do you make the difference between chemical love and intuitively grounded love. But we'll be right back in just a minute here on the Hoffman Connection on Air America Radio.
Talk, talk, talk. That's all we do is talk.
Yeah!
If you'd like to talk, call us toll-free right now at 1-866-472-5787. 1-866-472-5787.
That's it.
VoiceAmerica.com.
Are your unconscious patterns holding you back from a life you truly love? For 45 years, the Hoffman Process has helped people reclaim their ability to find love, forgiveness, and their true purpose in life. According to a University of California Davis study, Hoffman Process participants significantly increased their joy, satisfaction, and emotional intelligence on a sustained and lasting basis. For more information, visit us at HoffmanInstitute.org. The Hoffman Process, when you're serious about change. Visit HoffmanInstitute.org. Are you looking for more joy, satisfaction, and love in your life? The Hoffman Process can give you the foundation and tools you need to create your ideal future. Celebrating 45 years as the premier personal growth program, the Hoffman Process has helped over 80,000 people worldwide discover answers and guidance to help them find their best life ever. Visit us at HoffmanInstitute.org for more information. The Hoffman Process, when you're serious about change. Again, visit HoffmanInstitute.org. You are listening to The Hoffman Connection. To reach Raz and Grossi, Ed McClune, or this week's guest, please call in to 1-866-472-5788. Again, that's 1-866-472-5788. Or send an email to radio@HoffmanInstitute.org. Now, back to our program.
And we are back. This is Ed McClune, Hoffman Teachers, part of our show, The Hoffman Connection, with Raz and Grossi and our guest, Sonia Choquette. And before we go back to asking Sonia some questions, one of the great capacities of Sonia is generosity. As a role model of generosity, as a teacher of it, and she's provided a gift for all the listeners today. Anyone who wants to receive her latest course, which is called The Answer is Simple, Love Yourself, Live Your Spirit, you can download it for free from the Hoffman Institute website today at www.hoffmaninstitute.org/radio. It's a $99 value, and you can have it if you want to have it by going to our website, HoffmanInstitute.org/radio. So, Sonia, before the break, you were speaking about the connection between intuition and love. And an awful lot of us, myself included, have gone wildly crazy with that instant chemistry that the brain gets dosed on of love at first sight, and sort of ungroundedly letting that take lead into, well, committed relationship or losing our heart in some way.
Right.
So could you make some distinctions there between that wonderful high and what you were speaking about before the break about letting your intuition also feed your heart, not just the chemical of chemistry?
Well, I think part of the problem, Ed, for us is that is language. Because that chemistry that we all get intoxicated by is not love. That's romance. And that is sort of a matching of energies, a meeting of needs in the moment, a lot of projection, a lot of idealism. And we all know as we move our way through it that either it will evolve into love or it will disintegrate into the worst heartbreak of the millennium. And then you spend lots of time putting your pieces together. So if we can separate those two out and recognize that there is a difference, and real love isn't the same as romance. It is a deep calming. It's not a grasping, cloying, urging, sweaty thing. That's passion, which is the twin of romance. Real love is actually like food that hits the deepest spot within our core needs, and it's quieting and calming and grounding and not anxiety provoking. So it often evolves out of romantic love, and even often, more often than not, does not. And the difference is with intuition is it will help us distinguish between the two, because if you're just having a chemical overwhelm, there will be a voice in the back of your heart that says, pay attention, be aware, slow down, not so much, caution. And of course we have the choice to listen or not, and usually if we're drugged on our pheromones, we won't, but it's there, because when the heart gets broken, you go back and say, "Ah, man, I knew it." Mm. There were clues were there. And if we can just begin to recognize the difference and start, even make one simple shift, and it will change everything, is when you feel those clues, voice them. Just give voice to them. And then, if they're true, if they're accurate, if your intuition is saying, slow down, get grounded, this is not what you're projecting it to be, everything in your body will say yes on a cellular level.
So it sounds like there's so many different ways that we have kind of trained ourselves not to listen to our intuition. And in the circumstance of new romantic love,
especially,
it's one of the noisiest. I'm sorry, Sonia.
Especially that's when we're not particularly receptive, but we.
Or in my case, I even argue against it. I don't care.
Nobody does. But as long as we, and I'm not even saying do or don't listen to it, I'm just saying acknowledge it's there. That's all.
Well, as I'm listening to both of you, it seems to me that one of the distinctions that's coming forward here is the difference between love that nourishes you, that nourishes yourself, and then mm-hmm. reaches out to others, versus the needy kind of love where I'm trying to get love, I'm trying to get someone to love me so I can feel okay. It's very different than starting from feeling okay, loving myself, and then extending that to other people. And
And actually, you know, especially as we've crossed over into 2012, there's sort of this auspicious year. It really is the great work of our times. It's in every conversation. People are beginning to wake up and say, there is a big, big, big missing piece that I have to go back to. I have to strengthen. I didn't get taught, or I was taught incorrectly. I was guided and mentored in the wrong way, that our love is outside of ourselves, and we have to earn it by being good boys and girls, and project that onto others. If we're good enough, they'll give it to us, and if we're not good enough, we'll be deprived. And that vicious cycle just keeps breaking our hearts over and over and over again. Whereas when we can turn inward and say, well, what if the great Valentine I will give myself is that I will start with this great inner work of self-love, and that I will use my intuition and recognize that my intuition is the most self-loving voice I have. It is
okay,
the
Sonia,
voice of
self-love. I want that. I agree with you. Give me a clue. How do I find it?
Well, there's a couple of things. We have to be educated. We have to be educated. This missing piece is not a missing piece within our fundamental selves, but it's a missing piece in how we've had ourselves reflected and how we've been taught. So there's a lot of things. One way is to begin to recognize intuition is not something that some have and others don't, that it's the voice in our heart, and start to give that inner quiet voice an out loud voice. And then we go back to things like the Hofmann process, which is this incredible educational experience that begins to lay the foundation for us to learn how self-love is the great missing piece in humanity. And we are the pioneers to start saying, you know, if I begin to have self-love, if I begin to learn through educational experiences like the Hofmann process that are not just educational but profoundly healing, and one part of things like the Hofmann process and the work I do is that we get our intuition back because it is the voice of our authentic self, our spirit. And that self-love, if that's rooted in us and begins to be cultivated and it begins to be grown and nurtured, actually begins to help navigate us through our external world in a far better, more informed and far better enlightened way, meaning the light will be on our path and we'll be less inclined to fall into the pits. And if we do fall into the pits of human experience, which is inevitable, at least our intuition and our self-love will help pull us out of it, and we'll be the better for it after the fact. So you get it by becoming a student and by wanting to learn and by exploring things and doing things that may not necessarily be familiar. Get out of your comfort zone. Even if your comfort zone makes, and recognize your comfort zone may be what is the very thing leading you to repeated misery. And
so you're really talking about a voice inside that you learn to trust, that is the real you, that guides you, and to learning to listen to it and distinguishing it from beliefs and ideologies and shoulds and coulds, and instead getting quiet enough to know yourself.
And one of the key points I like to make is it's not that difficult. When you feel a vibe, even one, like you said, Ed, that I don't want to hear, just speak it out loud and just see how it affects your body. Not just get it out of your inner world and put it out in the world. When you name it, you claim it. Then you can decide whether or not you want to give it importance. But first, give your intuition a voice. Your heart speak.
Let your heart beat and find that new inner navigation system.
And it's not good. I mean, if you turn on your navigation system in your car but the volume's off, you're not going to get it. Give your intuition volume. And then you don't have to act on it. But once you voice it, it's going to start. Then you can't deny it. And then you're going to see that it has some value, that it actually is a very reliable guidance system, and that it's guiding you to things that will act, that are very self-loving, very self-healing, and to sources of love that are very, very positive for you, rather than your disappointments and your romances.
So the discovery of self-love seems so counterintuitive to everything that we're taught in our culture, where love is always out there and I'm always being drawn to something else, and if only I'd do this or buy that or acquire this thing, then I'll be lovable. And you're mm-hmm. saying that we are naturally lovable, that's who we are.
That's right. And we're not only naturally lovable, but when we learn, and we're all in it together, we're all learning. Nobody has necessarily mastered it except probably the Dalai Lama. So don't think you're behind the scenes here, missed your opportunity. We're all learning and learning more and learning more this deeper and deeper meaning of self-love. And we will be guided to that self-love by just simply giving our intuition a voice. And one of the questions you can ask yourself is, Ed, you know, when you're on with the beautiful woman and she's making your palms sweaty and you don't care what it is she wanted.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Yes, and we all do in the moment. All we have to ask ourselves is, does this feel truly good for me? And simply put your hand on your heart and answer out loud. Yes or no? Am I going to go for it anyway? Yes. That's secondary.
Maybe everyone who's listening to us now could just put their hand on their heart and ask themselves, what's really good for me? And listen. Go inward and hear it.
And Raz, and tell them while you're listening, folks, answer out loud one thing that your intuition has been trying to tell you that you've not given voice to.
And I think, well, we ask the listeners to take on that one simple practice. We're going to go to break, and when we come back, we want to invite any listeners who want to give us a call and ask Sonia some question on this topic to call us in at 1-866-472-5788. That's 1-866-472-5788. Hopefully we'll be taking some calls in the next segment or two. And we'll be back more with Sonia Choquette on the Hoffman Connection in just a couple of minutes here on Air America Radio.
News. Opinion. Your voice counts. Call toll-free 1-866-472-5787. 1-866-472-5787. VoiceAmerica.com.
Are you looking for more joy, satisfaction, and love in your life? The Hoffman Process can give you the foundation and tools you need to create your ideal future. Celebrating 45 years as the premier personal growth program, the Hoffman Process has helped over 80,000 people worldwide discover answers and guidance to help them find their best life ever. Visit us at HoffmanInstitute.org for more information. The Hoffman Process, when you're serious about change. Again, visit HoffmanInstitute.org.
Are your unconscious patterns holding you back from a life you truly love? For 45 years, the Hoffman Process has helped people reclaim their ability to find love, forgiveness, and their true purpose in life. According to a University of California Davis study, Hoffman Process participants significantly increased their joy, satisfaction, and emotional intelligence on a sustained and lasting basis. For more information, visit us at HoffmanInstitute.org. The Hoffman Process, when you're serious about change. Visit HoffmanInstitute.org.
Streaming live, the leader in Internet talk radio, VoiceAmerica.com.
You are listening to The Hoffman Connection.
To reach Raz and Grossi, Ed McClune, or this week's guest, please call in to 1-866-472-5788. Again, that's 1-866-472-5788. Or send an email to radio@hoffmaninstitute.org. Now, back to our program.
And we are back at the Hoffman Connection. I'm Ed McClune with Raz and Grossi, and our guest, who is as real and heartfelt as she sounds on the air today, author of 14 books and teacher of thousands, Sonia Choquette. And Sonia has generously given to, or will be giving, to any listeners who would like to receive essentially the first step in self-love, her most recent audio course called The Answer is Simple, Love Yourself, Live Your Spirit. It's available as a no-strings-attached free download from the Hoffman Institute website, which is just www.hoffmaninstitute.org/radio. Again, that's www.hoffmaninstitute.org/radio, and this $99 value is free, yours from Sonia, for with no strings attached. The answer is simple: love yourself, love your spirit. And I do just want to we'll be throwing it to callers in just a minute, but Raz, why don't you jump in with Sonia?
Sonia, you're there, right?
Yep.
Great. Sonia, I was wondering if you could comment. Over the break, I was thinking about unconditional love, and oftentimes, you know, when we're in a relationship, all kinds of conditions arise. But what is the difference between, what do we mean when we say unconditional love? Why is unconditional love so important?
Well, first of all, unconditional love to a lot of people sounds wonderful, but they have absolutely no experience of it unless they've had children. When your children are born, you have absolutely unconditional love for them. And if you don't have children, your pets, you love them. They love you. So I'd like to just sort of anchor it in people to that you can sort of get beyond just the thought of it and kind of tune into the experience a little bit. Now, unfortunately, we have so little experience of unconditional love. Our mode and means of love, and most of us have been raised in love, is highly conditional, and if you cross the unspoken line that moves all over the place like jello and I never tell you where it's moved, then you're not going to be loved anymore. So it makes us fearful, manipulative, controlling, in a way to get what we need, but we never quite do. Whereas unconditional love is just, there is nothing to do to earn it. You just allow it. And it begins with knowing that you are a gorgeous creative being. And you may absolutely look at yourself and hear these words and say, I don't feel that. But it doesn't make it any less true. If you feel the your dog or your cat or your bird tweets at you every day, it's because they love you. That is unconditional love. If your baby is blinking its eyes and smiling at you, that's love, and as you feel for your baby. And there is an inner being in you that we want you to feel that same, that all the universe wants every one of us to feel that same. No negotiation, no needs attached. You don't have to do anything to get this love. Now, what I do want to differentiate just quickly is there's a difference between unconditional love and sacrifice yourself love. A lot of people think that I need to deny that I have needs. And it's like, no, you don't have to deny that you have needs. You just need to recognize that first and foremost, it is up to you to the best of your ability to meet your own need for love by giving it to yourself. And then you can ask for what you need with other people, and that's just human beings living with other human beings. So let's not say unconditional love means let's all deny we have needs. We have, your dog needs to be fed, your baby needs to be held and rocked, and you need to recognize your needs are the expressions of your inner self that allow you to practice unconditional love with yourself.
Beautiful.
Meet your needs with the same willingness and joy you would do for your beloved little pet. And so that's the difference. And
thank
we're
you.
Learning. We're all in this together, and we are going to have this. That is what this great era is about. Can you imagine if we all had even a degree of self-love and unconditional love for self that says, yeah, you gotta be a responsible citizen, and you have to be honest, and you have to interact with people, but the love you feel for yourself and the love the universe feels for you is never on the line here. That's never what's on the line. That's always there. Then,
speaking of on the line,
yay!
We want to include into our conversation some members of the audience, Sonia, who've called in at 866-472-5788, and we've got Tessa on the line from California. Good afternoon, Tessa.
Hi. Wow, this is lovely to hear, and I'm a big fan of Hoffman and also of Sonia's work, and it's just so auspicious, it seems to me, that this call is happening today on St. Valentine's Day. And I have a question for Sonia, if that's okay.
Sure, Tessa.
Yeah? Great. So I'm a big fan of self-love and spreading the word about self-love, but I'm also very curious to know a little bit about what you have to, or what your theories are, your intuitions are on soulmates and where they are and how we find them and how
I love that question.
Okay, great.
It's one of my favorites. First of all, soulmates are those people in your life who come in to grow your soul. They're not the princes and the princes on the white horses and all that will be what I'm hoping and looking for. They're the people sometimes that grow us the most, which means in the human experience, they might not even be people we enjoy. They're just the people that we, on a soul-to-soul level, said we would meet in this lifetime to help each other grow. That said, we often meet soulmates that have great attraction, but they're not life mates. They're people that we don't set up lives and do the sort of what I call the in the trenches work of growing past our patterns and growing past our blind spots. So soulmates have actually come for many people to be the modern version of the fairy tale.
Mm.
And we're looking again for the fairy tale. So I really encourage people to know that you can have many soulmates. They are people who help and they see you, they help you grow, they witness and recognize who you are, but they can also be the people who push your very last buttons. And so let's not wait and wait for the soulmate to be fulfilled. That's a setup for failure.
Oh, that's great. Yeah.
Instead, start acknowledging how many people have come into my life already that have helped me grow my soul, have seen and witnessed me, and you'll see that there's a lot of them.
Mm.
And there'll be a lot more when you begin to recognize how much, on a spirit level, there is so much love for us all to experience. I love that question.
Boy, that was a very unique response.
Tessa,
I appreciate that. Thank
yay,
you.
Okay.
Tessa, thank you for your call.
Let's go
to the next caller.
Before we do the rest, Tessa, yep. Get that free course. It's not even an audio. It's actually video, and it's a lesson a day for 30 days. So it'll really, you can keep watching it forever and ever and for life, and it will really be a reminder and a fun, beautiful reminder for you. It's a beautiful reminder of how beautiful your spirit is.
Wonderful. And I think we have another caller.
Yay.
Is it Christine?
Yes.
You're on.
Hi. Wow, great show. I am really, really enjoying the topic, and I'm a huge fan of Hoffman and of you, Sonia. So my question has to do with this intuitive voice and really learning how to trust that intuitive voice in relationships, in particular in love relationships, and how do we distinguish between what our intuition is telling us and the old fear-based kind of voice and programming? You know
well,
what I mean?
It's not difficult. It is simply a matter of first question number one. And I ask this with my students all the time. Do you really want to know? When you're working with your intuition, it will tell you what is true. But do you really want to know? Because it takes a degree of real receptivity, intuition. The reason a lot of people shy away from it is because they don't want it. They don't want something other than what their immediate urges and instincts are. So give yourself, ask yourself that question, and sit with it for several days if need be. And then when that answer is yes, it doesn't mean, you know, dive for cover. It means, okay, then put your hand on your heart and begin to say, this is, when you have a feeling, say it out loud, put your hand on your heart and ask your spirit, which is the voice of your intuition, is that true? And if it's your spirit and if it's authentic and if it's true guidance, you will say yes. And if it's not, you will absolutely feel it through your vibration. Mm-hmm. Truth has a very, it's like a crystal clear bell that rings out. Whereas if it's not true, if it's your mind or your emotions or your ego or your fears or your patterns playing games with you, you will not be able to say that's true. Mm-hmm. You just won't. So question first, ask your intuition this question, speak it out loud. Second question, still hand on heart, is that true? So are you willing to do this with me so we can, the listeners can work with us for a second?
Sure.
Okay. So what question about love, what real question do you have?
I feel like this is really taking a risk here.
Let's do.
Okay.
Excuse me, just let me interrupt. That's such a perfect showbiz tease. We're going to take a break and let Christine have second thoughts for a minute or two before we ask her to truly answer that question. We have other callers on the line as well, and we'll be bringing them to Sonia's answers in just a short while here on the Hoffman Connection on Voice America Radio.
Talk, talk, talk. That's all we do is talk.
Yeah!
If you'd like to talk, call us toll-free right now at 1-866-472-5787. 1-866-472-5787.
That's it.
VoiceAmerica.com.
Are your unconscious patterns holding you back from a life you truly love? For 45 years, the Hoffman Process has helped people reclaim their ability to find love, forgiveness, and their true purpose in life. According to a University of California Davis study, Hoffman Process participants significantly increased their joy, satisfaction, and emotional intelligence on a sustained and lasting basis. For more information, visit us at HoffmanInstitute.org. The Hoffman Process, when you're serious about change, visit HoffmanInstitute.org.
Are you looking for more joy, satisfaction, and love in your life? The Hoffman Process can give you the foundation and tools you need to create your ideal future. Celebrating 45 years as the premier personal growth program, the Hoffman Process has helped over 80,000 people worldwide discover answers and guidance to help them find their best life ever. Visit us at HoffmanInstitute.org for more information. The Hoffman Process, when you're serious about change. Again, visit HoffmanInstitute.org.
Stimulating talk
gets those synapses in the brain firing really fast.
All the time.
The number one internet talk station where your opinion counts. VoiceAmerica.com.
You are listening to The Hoffman Connection.
To reach Raz and Grossi, Ed McClune, or this week's guest, please call in to 1-866-472-5788. Again, that's 1-866-472-5788. Or send an email to radio@hoffmaninstitute.org. Now, back to our program.
And this is the inaugural edition of the Hoffman Connection. I'm Ed McClune with Raz and Grossi and our guest, Sonia Choquette, who has offered as a very special gift today to all the listeners her online course, which is called The Answer is Simple, Love Yourself, Live Your Spirit. It's a free download. And all you need to do to get this $99 value from us this afternoon or evening is to go to the Hoffman Institute website, which is hoffmaninstitute.org/radio, and you'll get all you need to know to download for yourself this $99 gift from Sonia, who's just about to ask Christine some questions, our call-in listener. Sonia?
Well, I'd like to jump back in because sometimes I think if people have a model, it really helps. So, Christine, I hope you didn't get scared and go in your head and decide to change your question.
I didn't. I almost hung up, but I'm still here.
Yay! I'm so proud of you, aren't you?
I am.
Okay, so what is your real question?
My real question would have to do with whether or not I can really trust that this love that is in my life today is true and genuine.
Okay, take a breath and put your hand on your heart and out loud, without thinking, just answer the question, my spirit says, and fill in the blank. You're hesitating.
My spirit says yes.
Now breathe again. Keep your hand on your heart, and I'm going to ask you, is this true?
Yes.
There you go. Now, here's the important point. How do you feel?
I feel strangely calm.
See? And how does it feel when you speak what's true?
It feels really empowering.
Do you feel that? Like, you don't have to believe me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You just gave your own spirit's voice a chance. And if it wasn't true, there's no way you could say it's true.
It's like what you were just saying about Osho. I know.
Yay!
Yeah.
So, have fun tonight.
Thank you.
So, would you walk us through that again? You ask the question with your hand over your heart, and then you just, without thinking, you speak what your spirit says.
My spirit,
then,
ask the question out loud.
Yeah, ask the question out loud, then give your spirit voice.
You say, my spirit
then you ask
says.
The next question is this true?
Is this true? And you answer, you put your hand on your heart and you answer it out loud. But we missed a step, Raz. I want to go back. The very first step is, do you really want to know?
Oh, do you really want to know?
Yeah.
Then you ask the question and then is it
true? Ask the question out loud and then you answer out loud and then you ask, is this true? And then you have to answer out loud. And the reason why is because voice is the chimney of the heart. And when you put your hand on your heart and you ask and you answer out loud, the heart speaks and you feel the vibration, as our lovely, brave Christina demonstrated. She didn't have to ask me, you, or anyone else, or him. She knew. And that is the gift of intuition, and it's that easy to access.
See, well, now I know why you told her to have fun tonight.
Yay! Now she can.
Thank you, Christine.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, get the course. You'll love it. Share it. Give it to your beloved for a Valentine's gift.
Thank you. I will, Sonia.
Okay.
Now, it seems like that's such an easy thing to do with all the, what I call, when I look at myself, the inner tug of war, that there's almost two agendas, and one agenda might be my higher agenda and something else that's...
It's the head and heart battle, Ed.
Yeah.
I call the little me, big me. And, you know, the way to cut right through it is just go straight to the heart of the matter.
Well, this technique you just gave us is terrific. And it's so simple. And, you know, that's what people need. People need a way to do it, because it's one thing to know that there's an inner self and your spirit wants to talk to you, but it's another thing to actually give it voice and have access to it.
If we didn't actually demonstrate it, I think people would have forgotten about it the minute they stopped hearing the show. But now that we've demonstrated it, people are going to do it. And that's the whole key.
Well, people should download that fantastic show that you're offering, your workshop that you're offering them too, because that's just filled with all kinds of techniques and ways to know yourself even better. Sonia, I wanted to ask you one other thing, if you could comment on it. I've often felt that one of the ways in which we can connect more deeply with ourself is by noticing what we love and just, if you will, indulging in it.
Absolutely, yes.
I'm talking about the things that bring us alive. Like sometimes you just love to go into nature, or you love music or dancing, or you have a dog that you love or something like that. And so I always think that these things are kind of guides to ourselves, and I wanted you to comment on that.
Well, first of all, that is so true, but a lot of people immediately go, oh, I wish I could. I don't have time. So here's an even shortcut. First of all, step one, takes no time, is change your conversation to what you love. Even just talking about what you love begins to let you connect with love. And then, after you talk about it, go there first. People, do you know the two most common words in the English language right now are, I hate that. Just change the conversation. What do you love? And let that be coffee break. Let that be the conversation you have with your kids. What do you love today? And then say, well, at least go to one of those today. Go there first. And that is how people will not just go, oh, right, I forgot. I needed. But it actually is the teeny tiny steps that take us to the bigger sort of wealth of if we feed our spirits with what we love, we become love. We become infused with love. Nobody glows more with love than me after dancing. I'm in love with life. And nobody, I get more attention when I'm dancing, people wanting to go play with me than that, because I am loving my own experience of me. For some, it's singing. For some, it's gardening. For some, it's walking the dog. For some, it's doing paint by numbers. It doesn't matter. But you radiate love when you do what you love. And there's nothing more attractive than love. But if you feel like even that's too much to ask of me, just talk about what you love. A lot.
Wow. And it is simple, and it's direct, and it's in every one of us. We don't have to do all kinds of machinations.
No, it's not an effort. It's not one more to-do thing. And it changes the whole vibration. So this is another tool.
One thing I would like to say is that if all the listeners just take a moment and close your eyes and say these words to yourself, one thing I really like about me, or one thing I appreciate about me, about myself, whatever comes up, just repeat that. And that right there is an act of self-love. It brings you more in touch with yourself and your loving nature. So
yes. One thing I know is truly wonderful about me. It's true.
Yep.
This is truly, inarguably wonderful about myself. That's such a great, that's another just fabulous tool, even if you did that one time a day. You know, it changes the pattern. You change a pattern in the brain in 40 days. So your life experience will, in 40 days, the whole frequency, it will be reset if you do this once a day for 40 days.
Wonderful. Well, Sonia, I want to thank you so much for being with us today. Again, everyone, this has been Sonia Choquette, world-renowned author of 14 books, speaker, and vibrational healer, 6th-century spiritual teacher. So, Sonia, we are so grateful that you're with us today.
Thank you. You taught us
about self-love on Valentine's Day. And I want to remind everyone that we have, from Sonia, a special Valentine's gift. Just go on the Hoffman website. It's just HoffmanInstitute.org/radio. HoffmanInstitute.org/radio, and you'll gain access to Sonia's free $99 gift. The answer is simple. Love yourself, live your spirit. And one last thing, I want everyone to know that next week we'll be back at the same time, and we will have legendary author and speaker of mind-body healing, Dr. Joan Borisenko. Dr. Joan Borisenko will be with us next week at the same time on the Hoffman Connection.
Thanks so much, Sonia.
Yes, all my love. Thank you.
Happy Valentine's Day, everybody.
Happy Valentine's Day. Happy Valentine's Day.
Thank you again for being a part of the Hoffman Connection. Please join your hosts, Raz and Grossi and Ed McClune, again next Tuesday at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, 4 p.m. Pacific, on the Voice America Variety Channel. Until then, make it an outstanding week.